Together, East achieves more because we are a team.
My name is Kristen Klingensmith. I work with all grades, it's K-8, and I work primarily, though, with the adults, so all ages. My focus is literacy, but I also support the mathematics. My parents were both professionals, had gone to college. My dad was an engineer and worked a lot with numbers and things like that. My mom taught middle school for 35 years. She was a reading teacher, so I kind of fell into it. I would say that my mom did most of the inspiration at the beginning. She is phenomenal. She is one of the best teachers I've ever seen, but it was more about the way she talked about her students and how much she loved them and the fact that, and so I got most of that from her. So she was the inspiration. It was scary and it was nerve-wracking, and I taught in a trailer, so I wasn't part of the whole building. I was in a trailer in the middle of the parking lot with 35 kids, 35 sixth graders, all by myself, just me, and I didn't exactly know what to do. I didn't know where to start. It's an awesome responsibility to have 35 lives in your hand, 35 brains in your hand, you know, that you're responsible for. So it was a little scary, but in a good way. The first day I walked in with my kids, for as scary as it was, I knew it was the right place to be. It's the right place for me. It just fit. I can't imagine doing anything else with my life. I truly believe that this is why I'm here. Wilkinsburg was definitely a lot different. I did teach in a trailer. We don't have any trailers here. We didn't have the lottery. You know, we didn't have a waiting list. We didn't have any of that stuff. So that was different. And since I started there as a teacher versus starting there as a coach, it was different in terms of how you build relationships and things like that. A lot of the kids that I worked with in Wilkinsburg saw violence on a regular basis. And we don't have as much of that here. I think that was the biggest difference. They just had to deal with a lot more violence in their lives. That makes life harder. It's hard to see kids upset. Talking to them about verb noun agreement or, you know, what's the greatest common factor between 72 and 1,065. I mean, you know, some of my students had just, you know, lost their brother or lost their uncle to, you know, gun violence. And they're looking at me thinking, why are you trying to teach me reading? When I was in Wilkinsburg, it was definitely more about being a safe space for kids and getting them to learn, but being a safe space for students first.